music, life, style, lifestyle, music, all come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
In a moment of weakness, several years ago, I signed a petition to start or stop something or other, and ever since then, I've been getting solicitations in the mail from every political stripe there is. I generally throw the damn things away as soon as I get them, but I got one from the American Civil Liberties Union this summer that was rather alarming. The form letter began, "Dear Friend." These bulk rate letters always call you friend, whether they're from Ronald Reagan or, in this case, Ira Glasser, executive director of the ACLU. He writes, "Dear Friend, it is late at night. I'm tired, and my burning eyes are telling me it's time to quit. But before going home, I wanted to write to you and ask for your help. Frankly, I'm feeling a bit scared right now. The Reagan landslide has reinforced an ominous new mood in America," end quote. And he spends 3 pages on a sales pitch urging me to give money so the ACLU can continue to defend the Bill of Rights. Well, I'm worried about the Bill of Rights, but I'm more worried about you, Ira. Can I call you Ira since you called me friend? I'd say you got bigger problems than defending the Constitution, if I can be as frank with you as you were with me. The first thing you tell me is it's late at night and you're tired. Well, listen, Ira, if this letter to me was so important, why didn't you wait until the morning to write it when you're refreshed and thinking clearly? Why do you want me to know you're tired? I was tired when I got your letter, Ira, but I don't see what that's got to do with anything. Not only are you overtired, you're scared of an ominous new mood in America. Well, you shouldn't be scared of Republicans and fundamentalists, Ira. You should take a tip from them. They go to bed at night. They don't stay up till all hours writing desperate letters to people they hardly know. You're so tired and scared, you're punchy, obviously, or you wouldn't have written to me in the first place. I only got $20 in my checking account. Even if I did have large sums of money, why should I send it to a frightened man who doesn't know when to call it quits for the night? Before you collapse from nervous exhaustion, take what little reserve of energy you have left and send your letter to the Fortune 500. They got bucks. But don't blow it by telling them how tired you are. They don't want to hear it. Write, "Dear Friend, it's early in the morning. I'm raring to go. The early bird gets the worm, so please send us money." You got to use basic sales techniques. Think positive. I'm sending you a check for $5 and a bag of herbal tea. Make yourself a nice hot drink and take a nap. The Bill of Rights will still be there when you wake up. You can't keep burning that defender's candle at both ends. Go lie down. I don't want you falling asleep in the courtroom while some well-rested right-wing yahoo rides roughshod over my freedom of speech. Say goodnight, Ira. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.